TheTrivialNetwork.com.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to WindRiver.com. Trivia is better at the river. Join us at Wind River Resort and Casino's Overtime Lounge as we make your Wednesdays more entertaining with Comedy Night. Enjoy a comical, knee-slapping good time with live comedians every Wednesday. Show starts at 8. What would be great after a long day at the office? Drinks, laughs, hoots and giggles with friends at a live comedy show every Wednesday night. Enjoy the humor with different comedians every week. No cover charge. For all the details, log on to WindRiver.com. Must be 21 to attend this hilarious event. Comedy is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio right here on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Randall Hempling, my co-host today. Good morning, Randall.
Good morning.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing wonderfully. Okay. How are you?
Great. So, it's good. You know, I mean, you know, it's the we're remaking another pots of coffee because Randall's here and he's a Linda brings hers in. So it's kind of like everybody's on this kind of a cycle through here, and you've thrown a little sand in the cycle by needing coffee this early.
Well, I not only did I need it, but I found, not unlike most offices, that there was about a quarter inch of coffee in the bottom of the pot.
Because if you take it all, you've got to
make it. You've got to make it. So, you know, everybody, the last person you take and say, well, I didn't take a last
coffee. And then that wonderful aroma of
burnt coffee.
Coffee
at
the bottom of the pot. I hate it when people do that. You know what? It's like this. We had to put a sign into the in the bathroom. Flush toilet till empty. Come on. Anyway, hey, Bad Bob, good morning.
We have legacy plumbing
thing. It's cold.
Yes, it is. It is 31 degrees in downtown Reading and even cooler out in the hinterlands. Today's high under partly cloudy skies, 51. Overnight low, 33. Tomorrow we see clouds moving in and a distinct possibility of snow in Reading on Wednesday night. Weather Service says we're looking for less than 1 inch, and it probably won't stick around for very long. And what passes for snow in Reading is more along the lines of Slurpee. But very well.
I tell you what, came in here one time and it froze. It was that kind of Slurpee that froze and broke trees around our place.
We have had some memorable snow accumulations, and that's when knocks stuff down. As we head, we actually have precipitation and very welcome rain for a few days over into the weekend, and then again next week.
Is it going to rain Sunday?
Sunday we've got clouds and sunshine. Sunday night clouds move back in.
Okay, good.
Right now in Reading, depending on where you look, it's be either about 30 to 34 degrees, a little variation there. And this is all brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business right here. Shasta Gas Propane customers are warm friends. They give discounts for seniors and veterans. Chuck and Judy Kenny have got a great company there. Give them a call, 365-3793. Now, wait a minute. Oh, he's leaving. I was going to have him. Okay, we're going to have to wait for that announcement in a little bit.
I brought one.
Oh, he had to bring his own coffee in. Okay, now I want the, have you got the music keyed up? Find the music. Let's play the music. And the Van Gent family of Reading won the National Christmas Light Wars Television Competition last night. Good news for Reading.
Yeah,
it wasn't
good.
The
yeah, it wasn't no,
12,
no one,
12 homeless people found dead.
Yeah, no
on
one was
streets.
Kidnapped.
No yeah, one was kidnapped.
It was just wonderful.
Not only do we have people that make national news for weeks, and we're going to talk about that in a second. The Van Gent family of Reading. Okay, you know about this, Bob? Obviously,
I received a some insider information, which I was sworn to secrecy on pain of losing friends. Actually, but yes, congratulations and. I knew that they were going to be in the competition, and I knew that they had actually won it.
Now,
so,
which house
fantastic.
Is theirs? Is this one of the ones that people go down and see all the time?
It's one of the ones on. In fact,
is it the one that? I mean, it's like you know, Santa Claus. Is,
well, there's
you know,
going to be a traffic jam there now.
Yeah,
for the
next on the 20th, we're taking one of those limousine tours to with Jamie. And,
oh yeah, we got to get Jamie.
Yeah,
get Jamie on and start talking about that. Anyway,
so congratulations,
Van Gent.
Reading family makes good.
There you go. Yeah. Hey. All right. Good morning, Randall.
Good morning.
You know, you've been all over the world since the last time you were on here.
Been some places, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of places. So what's your favorite one?
Oh, well.
I mean, you've gone to so many, but.
My personal favorite is when I went to Antarctica back almost 4 years ago. Yeah.
I know. Well, what about this past year, though?
This past year we went to the Baltics. Yeah. That was 2 months ago.
How'd you like that?
Loved it. Yeah, you know, when I go, I always. When you say
the Baltics,
that's starting in Copenhagen, and then around the states around there to you know, Finland and Estonia and.
What's
Latvia.
Estonia like? Estonia seems like
these are all
it
little
was in
countries.
Movies. It was a movie. It was in the movies back from the 1920s and 30s.
Yeah,
and it, the Kingdom of Estonia, and it's not very large, and you know, it was.
These were all countries that were overrun by the Germans,
yes.
And then were controlled by the Russians for many years until the breakup of the Soviet Union. So they're very independent states now, and they love that. They're part of NATO, but obviously not real big. Most of them have a population of 3 to 5 million people. Denmark's a little bigger.
I kind of picture Estonia as that people are walking through the streets and break out into songs like "The Hills Are Alive."
Well, right? Yeah, they're all well,
but they're not like
they,
that.
They seem
like
to be
that.
Fairly happy. But you learn, and I love to. I study everywhere I go. I mean,
yeah,
I try to go on some kind of guided thing or get somebody to that speaks our language to answer my questions. But just a little bit of trivia: Do you know how many landfills there are in Denmark? For their garbage?
Probably none.
None. Yeah. Absolutely
none.
They
recycle everything. Yeah.
They recycle, and then they have these big, beautiful buildings, and you look at them like steel edifices out there, and you go, what is that? And they say, that's a furnace. And then they burn most everything.
Yeah. And it gives them electricity.
Yeah, some electricity, but mostly they then take it and pipe it, use hot water and pipe it through their cities. And heat many of their houses and their public buildings with this hot water.
Hmm. Wow.
So there's no landfills, which means that their groundwater is never going to be polluted. You know, and I didn't see any smoke coming from these buildings. You know, but that's the unique things you can do and that they do in other countries, small independent countries. You see, that's the difference in the United States. We are the United States. We are effectively 50 semi-independent, if you're a states rightist, semi-independent countries trying to stay together as
a more perfect union.
And of which, where it used to be the Republicans were states' rights people, now the Democrats have turned and said, you know what, this states' rights, we've got to do that.
Yeah, we've got to take care of this, and we've got to have our whatever, sanctuary cities or whatever we want to do.
Oh, yeah, they want sanctuary cities because we have to, because they asked Bill Richardson from
Governor
of New Mexico, and they said, well, you know what, the sanctuary cities, we should be able to do that. If it equates to the laws and the people and the law enforcement says we're not going to enforce that, then you should be able to do that under states' rights. And,
what, they
and
actually
Tucker
acknowledge
Carlson
the
10th goes,
Amendment?
Yeah, and Tucker Carlson goes, wait a minute.
Yeah.
Wait a minute. Did you just say you were for states' rights and we should be taking our rights back from the federal government? And you know, and he goes, well, if you don't want these things, we should need to.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
But in all these other countries, they, you know, A lot of things are better systems, not necessarily
anecdotally better company, but better ways of doing things,
particularly their healthcare systems, as I'm well aware of, and education and the like.
And you've mentioned, Carl, and I'm sure you saw, Randall, a lot of these countries are technologically advanced to in terms of their communications infrastructure because they started from scratch just a couple of years ago, and they didn't have to have all the legacy stuff, and like their communications and internet stuff is in many ways superior to what we got right here.
It's amazing. In Germany, for instance, 60% of almost 70% is now renewable. Germany, you always think it was cloudy, foggy Germany. No, they require all
nuke. How much nuke do they use?
Germany uses none.
Oh, really?
None. France uses a boatload of it.
Oh, yeah.
Bavaria built one and then said, no, we're not going to use it. And they've gone, every new building in Germany is solar. They got solar on all of them.
Let's take a break because I want to talk about this, and I want to talk about the Golden Triangle, but I also want to talk about Trump and some things that have happened and his poll numbers and how they've changed dramatically here in the last couple of weeks.
You want to talk about some meat, too?
And I'm going to do that, too, but right now I want to talk about the must-have gift for everybody, of course. You know what I'm talking about. You know, I talk about Sleep Number. I talk about the great beds in Sleep Number. My Sleep Number setting is 60. Linda's Sleep Number setting is 40. But we have never slept any better, and we've talked about this now for 3 years. I can't even begin to tell you about it, that you need the three things you need for health: diet, exercise, and rest. Sleep. Now, Sleep Number, as you know, I've talked to you about the beds, you know, dual air, the Sleep IQ technology, all of that. But here's the thing that they sent us this about a month ago. It's called their Comfort Fit Pillow. And incredibly, it's the best pillow I've ever slept on. We sleep on it every night. Linda has a pillow fetish. She goes through pillows like Marines go through socks. And, I mean, it's like it's got to be a great pillow. Now, she's gone out and bought one of these things you've seen advertised on TV. Oh, this is my pillow. I've made this, blah, 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 blah. Doesn't even begin to get half as good. Not even a third as good as the Comfort Fit Pillow from Sleep Number. It fits you. It's a combination of both comfort and support. I can't say enough about that. I've had neck injuries and spine injuries in my life in the Marine Corps, as some people may know. And this thing is, I can put the pillow and I can lay on it with my side, and it supports. You know how sometimes when you put your head on a pillow, it kind of sink into it and it doesn't give you the support? This pillow does. Right now, you can get it. One place you can find the Comfort Pillow, though, is at Sleep Number Store over there in the Target Shopping Center. You can buy one. Okay, get this. Buy one and get one 50% off. Not only that, but check out all the other great things they have at the Sleep Number Store over in the Target Shopping Center. Go over and see Brian Janice or any of the professionals they have. They're laying on the bed, but check out this pillow, Comfort Pillow. All right, we'll be right back after these messages. 18 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock, right here on the 6th of December, 2016.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no prep, and oven-ready dinners, all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them, and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
KCNR, 1460 AM. If we're not talking about it, it's probably not important. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Along the dusty Winnemucca Road, but along came a semi.
Started out cold. It's actually a song for Randall. I've been everywhere.
Well, if you're going to Winnemucca Mac, then with me you can ride. And so I climbed into the cab, and then I settled down inside. He asked me if I'd seen a road with so much dust and sand. And I said, listen, bud, I've traveled every road in this here land.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Randall Hempling. That was for Randall. Randall Hempling, who is my co-host today.
The traveling man.
Yep. Now, you may only know Randall Hempling as the former CEO of Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Yeah, I was privileged to be there for almost 5 years.
5 years. But what you don't know about him was, one, he's a former Marine. Two, he was a truck driver.
Oh, yeah.
When he was young. Three, he was a professional gambler.
Oh, no, poker player.
Poker player. A professional poker player. That's right, because it's not gambling. It's poker player.
There's a gambler.
And one that really got to me besides all of these, which can cause I just personally admire him and like him, is he took his motorcycle, his Harley, cross country without a windshield and delivered it to Florida, from here to Florida.
Yeah. Well, in 2000, I went 7,887 miles in 1 month on that same bike.
With no windshield.
But yeah, that's how I managed to see all but two of our United States.
And not only that, but you're also a cancer survivor.
Yeah.
Fought it, beat it.
Yeah, it was very
fortunate. No chance.
I was blessed.
I really was blessed with that one. Well,
yeah.
I know. I
had a good support team. Barbara was there.
What a wonderful woman.
There were many times she could have just put me down.
Here.
little bald man in isolation, you know, just go ahead and just cover him up, let him go. You know, but she was a sweetheart and took care of me.
Hey, Bob, are you watching the when you get back in the chat room, look at the Von Kurt. We're talking about the Von Kurt. He just won the Christmas light competition for the national Christmas light competition. I've seen their house before for a while ago, but it says here the and of course the impact of people being there. If you've ever been on these. But it said that I'm looking for 760 channels of computer controlled light outlets that are synchronized to music. This is done by linking a master computer to 95 microcomputers. Yeah. Are those
the little Arduino controllers or
Arduinos
something of that same?
Or Raspberries or anything? Anyway,
probably Arduinos because they're very specialized controllers.
Are they on PG&E or are you?
Well, with LEDs, that saves a lot of power. You couldn't do this with incandescents.
Yeah. So, but I mean, just
it'd be like National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Is that one of the best Christmas shows you've ever seen? Is Christmas Vacation with the who is it? What's their name?
The Griswolds.
The Griswolds. When he turns on that light and the people next door get thrown out of their beds because it's so bright, it's like they've been hit with the landing lights of a 747 coming in.
Blackout.
Okay. Yeah. Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you by Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. You can't find a better place for in-home care than Sharon Clark. Every one of her people are hand-chosen, trained, insured, bonded, background checked, everything. She makes sure that each one of her employees fits with the family that she's helping with.
Yeah, it's an extremely important product that she provides, too, keeping people in their homes and happy there as opposed to in institutions.
And this can be short time or long time. Say you've had an operation or something like that and you need somebody to come in and check on you or check on a loved one because maybe they've had a back operation or a knee or something like this. Or long-term care. All of this at Sharon Clark and Home Helpers. Great, great business. 226-8350. You can go on out and see her, see up the sign.
He's got a billboard up there.
The billboard. But it's not as pretty as she is. She's really prettier than that. Okay. I'm here, of course, with Randall Hempley, and we're going to have a guest rolling in here at 7:30. Now, let me talk about – there's so many things we can talk about today. But one of the things I want to talk about is that Trump has struck this chord in people. And one of the things is that the polls now, after he kept Carrier here in the United States, even if it was, he gave him tax breaks and stuff like that, his poll numbers have jumped dramatically over that. And now they're saying, what are the most important things for our economy or for our nation? And one is the economy. Getting people back to work. And the second is defeating ISIS. Now, he's put Mathis back into the Secretary of Defense.
Yeah.
There's one person right there that's going to make a – it's going to be a sea change at the Pentagon. I can promise you that right now. All the bureaucrats are starting to hide – starting to run and hide in their holes because he's going to root them out like a – like a badger.
Yeah, if they don't have a purpose and a function, he's going to make sure.
And if they're not, that purpose and function isn't to fight and win wars, then guess what? You don't need to be there.
Yeah, he'll free up their future.
He'll free up their future. Yeah, you're a government worker or something like that. We'll just put you over to HUD. Oh, by the way, Dr. Foster is there now.
Yeah, Carson.
Carson's there now. And guess what? Oh, maybe you need to move over to another place. Oh, how about Health and Human Services? Oh, well, maybe not so fast. You know what? You may find yourself in a small South Dakota town.
You know, I wasn't a big supporter of Trump, but I'll tell you, I want the president to be successful.
Yes, of course we do.
And what I'm very happy with is he's put Congress on notice that they got to get off their butts and go to work, which they have not done for at least 8 years, like 16.
Yeah.
But they really need to go to work now, and they're going to have to find ways to work with him to make these things happen.
Here's the new one. He just tweeted out last night or yesterday sometime. You probably already saw it. Air Force One, he says, cancel the order. It's too expensive. Yeah. And you already knew what the numbers were.
Yeah, yeah.
What are they now?
Well, they're spending the contracts for $4 billion for a new Air Force One. And a 747, if you bought one, if you and I went down and bought one right now, would be $360 million, which is a lot of money.
But still,
but
the
upgrades, but $3.5 billion in upgrades.
Come on,
you know. Then
I mean, what do they do
now?
It's stuff on the inside.
What he's going to do is he'll stop whatever rising costs they have because they'll be in court in a heartbeat if he tries to cancel an order that's already done. You know how that works. But it's put them on notice. Don't be jacking up your costs to
US of A. And you know what he just did too? He just sold all of his interest in the pipeline construction company
that was doing
the South Dakota. He sold it all.
Well, there's a very good reason for that.
Of course.
So as soon as he's in, he can tell the Army Corps of Engineers, you know, you need to reverse your decision on this
and go back
and let it happen.
Yeah, you may have to bend it around a little bit.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I understand what's going on here. You know, I think a lot of it is the straw that broke the camel's back.
Mm-hmm.
In many cases, and where the Native Americans are just, that's it. You know what? This may not be the battle, but it is. That's where we're going for it. And now they've got people from all the country. 2,000 veterans showed up.
Yeah.
They raised $500,000 for these GoFundMe site to get veterans there. Now, $500,000. Means I could probably take my, you know, you and I could have rented rented an RV and taken five or six people.
We might
back
disagree,
with us.
But it's great to be in a country that allows that without marching in there with the troops and, you know, wiping them out, which would happen in China and many other countries.
Oh my gosh,
yeah.
We've both been in places where you can't even have a satellite dish up, somebody's coming to your house. Pulls you outside, shoots you in the head, charges your family for the cost of the bullet and the and the burial, and they take your satellite dish.
Yeah.
Okay, we're going to take a break here. We have people waiting outside, but we got a lot of things to talk about today. You know what? Let me just remind everybody: the Salvation Army needs bell ringers. Bob, are you ringing this year?
I am.
Okay, just think about it.
I am not.
Linda and I are going to be ringing the bell. We haven't figured out where and when yet, but we're ringing the bell this year because the Salvation Army needs bell ringers. Go to their website, give them a call. Go on down there. I mean, it's 2 hours out of your time.
Yeah, I've done it every year.
I know. Yeah. I know you have. I've seen you out there. But we need to go out there and do this and help. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here. But I tell you what I want to talk about when we come back. We're going to have Shasta Builders Exchange in here, I believe. And we're going to be talking about a lot of things that are going to be happening that way. But we have got so many things we're going to talk about today. Drug cost. One Safe Place, the hotel down at Turtle Bay.
Oh, yeah.
See, Randall's on the boards of all these places. Colt 45s.
Yeah, we had our board meeting last night. It's going to be a great year for Colt 45.
And something that's happened over Shasta Regional, it gives people a choice. Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of great things going on. And I also want to talk about the Golden Triangle. What's that? Well, I'm going to tell you about it when we get back. Carl Bott, Randall Hemplin, it is 7:30 in the morning right here at Free Fire Radio. It's 30 degrees out there, going up to 50.
Favorite holiday tradition returns to the Cascade Theater Wednesday, December 21st, with Tamashin Foley's A Celtic Christmas. This cultural holiday feast for the whole family is filled with all new music, dancing, and heartwarming stories that fill the Cascade with joy, laughter, Irish melodies, and the giving spirit of the season. Wednesday, December 21st at the Cascade. Get tickets today at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600 or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
When you're looking to add a pet to your family, Haven Humane Society is a place to start. Hi, this is Mark from Haven to tell you that shelter pets make the best pets. With kittens, puppies, dogs, cats, bunnies, guinea pigs, hamsters, snakes, birds, and more, Haven has a pet that is the right fit for your family. We also provide education, training, spaying and neutering, dog licensing, and so much more. If you're looking for a way to help, our amazing volunteers have fun with the animals while helping us to save lives. For more information, call 241-1653 or visit havenhumane.org. Like us on Facebook and follow our progress as we work towards a day with no more homeless pets in the North State.
KCNR, 1460 AM, the most local programming in Northern California.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Randall Hemplin, my guest co-host today. And time is 27 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's 30 degrees. I think it's warmer than 30 degrees. You know, hey,
I'll update that.
I think it may be 31 right now. You know, our guest just walked in and he's got little icicles on his ears and everything. Hey, it's going to go up to 50 today, 31 tonight. It's going to be like this. Looks like we're going to be having rain this week. It's going to be moving in. We might even on Wednesday night have snow and running. Kind of a scary thought if you're going to be out, especially if you're going to be out driving. Don't. Because I can't. There's snow in Redding. It's got like snow in Nashville, Tennessee. Sure. The only thing you could hear from the police was, look, just pull off to the side if nobody's been killed. We'll get to you in 4, 5, or 6 hours, you know, and so many wrecks.
It's goop.
Yeah, oh, man, I tell you. Hey,
puffy powder.
Hey, this portion of the show is brought to you. Hey, I want to talk to you about Omaha Steaks because you're going to love this. This is the – they sent us the package I'm going to talk to you about. And from Omaha Steaks, it was just incredibly tasty. And it was just, you know, anything you can imagine was in this package. And right now, they're talking about, you know, if you're looking for a gift for somebody, either for yourself or people in town, or maybe, and this is what I'm going to do. I'm sending it to my sister and brother. They just love it. Right now, for only less than $50, $49.99, you can get the family gift pack. When you go to omahasteaks.com and enter my code, okay? Write this down, CL, in the search bar. And you're going to get that 77% off the cost of this package.
That's
now,
nice.
Yeah, it is nice. So what do you get into this? Two filet mignons, two top sirloins, two boneless pork chops, four boneless chicken breasts, four kielbasa sausages, four burgers, 12-ounce package of all meatballs, potatoes au gratin, caramel apple tartlets, Omaha Steak seasoning packet, and four additional kielbasa sausages. Those are for free. Just to our listeners right here on Free Fire Radio, get that. Everything you get for less than $50. What a great gift. I mean, we're sending this off. Like I said to my sister, we may send it off to two or three people because it gets there. It's packaged perfectly. It gets there, you know, after the day after you order it. And it's something that they can use, and they can use it then. Now, remember, go to omahasteaks.com. Enter my code, CL, Carl and Linda, CL, in the search bar. Add the family gift pack to your cart and get a 77% savings. You're not going to beat that anywhere. That's at Omaha Steaks. All right. Joe, good morning.
Good morning.
Joe Camani. Giovanni. Okay.
Close enough.
Shester Builders Exchange. And we're here to talk about?
Trade school.
And I'm going to let you talk a little bit about it, but I'm going to talk to you about the Golden Triangle that I just went berserk on here a few minutes ago.
Yeah.
Okay. Tell us about what's going on.
Well, we are in the final phases of becoming a 501c3, so we're going to be a separate entity. Which is really important for grants and for fundraising. It also gives me access to a separate board, not that I don't have a great board now, because I do, but this board is a little more diverse. I asked Mike Stewart, retired superintendent for Shasta Union High School, to be on it, and he is. I've asked several retired teachers and active teachers to be on it, and I've got tradespeople and financial people. So I'm really excited about setting up this school so that we can start training people so that they can build a rewarding life and career. I think for too long in this community, the thought process has been this is poverty flats. There aren't opportunities here for our children. We don't have a skilled workforce. And to some extent, that may have historical truth to it. I don't know. But to me, if you want a skilled workforce, you have to train them.
Absolutely.
You have to give them opportunities to get trained. And a lot of young people are coming out of high school a little disenfranchised because they're really not college-bound, and that doesn't mean they're not extremely bright and capable. It just means that college wasn't right for them. So we want to be able to offer an opportunity with tremendous potential. There are close to 4 million jobs right now across the United States that require skilled trades, and we don't have enough people.
May I just say this is that, you know, we talk about a college degree, and, okay, college degrees. A lot of people leaving colleges right now and universities, as we all know, are starting off with jobs that pay them like $18,000 a year, $20,000 a year, or if they can find jobs, or moving back home. I mean, we know what's going on.
Right
now, President-elect Trump has talked about rebuilding the infrastructure of our country. Now, what's it take to build an infrastructure, rebuild the infrastructure of our country? Yes, engineers. Yes, computer guys. But computer people also doesn't mean they have to go to college. But what about plumbers, welders, electricians, heavy duty or heavy construction guys, guys that can move the equipment and move dirt and build things? I mean, these people make and these people make great money.
Yes.
I mean, they're not making the $30,000 a year when they're working. They're making a lot more. And we need, like you said, millions of these.
Yes. And it's to your point, the infrastructure will get invested in, certainly over the next 4 years. And we need to build a workforce that can handle that. And we need to create a mentality. I think another challenge we face is, for whatever reason, we downplayed the intellectual and economic value
yes.
of the trades. We almost made young people feel like if they were interested in a trade that they couldn't aspire to other things. And one of our primary goals at the school is to really set up a career path, to show them aspirationally that they can go in any direction they want. They can learn a skilled trade, which means they can always be employed. They can start their own business if they choose to start their own business and have the independence and the headaches that come with their own business. And they can go off in other directions if they want to become an electrician. They can sell electrical components. They become a plumber. They can sell plumbing components. They can become a superintendent. I mean, the possibilities are infinite when you just have the skill set and the tools in your toolbox.
Oh, I agree. A question came in. Will your new nonprofit be working with the California Heritage Youth Building Academy?
Yeah, it's California Heritage Youth Build Academy, CHYBA. And yes, we currently work very closely with them. And
okay.
Lane Carlson, who is their vice principal, is on our board. So, yes, one of our goals is to work with at-risk individuals. Our community seems to have a high level of at-risk individuals, people that are at risk in high school, people that may be coming out of juvenile detention, people that may be coming out of Good News Rescue Mission. And oftentimes, if you don't get them immediately into something positive and progressive, they fall backward. And they become a problem for the police, and we don't even want to go down that road right now. So that's those organizations like CHYBA are very important to us.
Great. Okay, now I want to bring up something that because we're talking about job training, and I've been bending Randall's ear about this, and anybody that will listen. The other, and then I kind of hit you with it too. 60 Minutes the other night. They're talking about the Golden Triangle and this guy named Joe Max Higgins down there. And I've got his phone number and email address, by the way, because I called him after I saw the show. I called him yesterday and said, how do we get him on the show?
Yeah.
And anyway, but here's what it was. He's down in a backwater place in Mississippi. And they had their biggest business, 2,000 jobs, Sara Lee Pork Products. Just, you know, quit. They brought this man in and from Arkansas. I mean, and he is so Mississippi in an Arkansas accent. But this man is a driven individual that has brought in business. He has brought in a Japanese engine-making company. He has brought in a helicopter-making company. He has brought in a steel company. His first thing was a steel company that makes 300 million tons of steel a year. Comes out of this factory, 605 jobs. They're all, you know, and these are advanced manufacturing jobs.
Right.
And then the latest thing he just did was he brought in a tire factory that hired over 2,000 workers. And one of the things he did was he made sure it was shovel ready. And I thought, shovel ready?
Have I heard that before?
Where have I heard that before? And then he talked about a trained workforce, because that's the important thing.
Right.
And what he did with the junior college there and training, because while they were building the factory, they were training the workforce for this. What you're talking about here, but what an inspirational, I mean, this guy came out and they're paying him $250,000 a year, but how much we paying, you know, when you think about how much we're paying people to try and bring business here and what's happening with that. Now, albeit when I talked to the lady down there, she said, oh, and where are you from? I said, Northern California. She goes, aw. You know, I mean, it was like, okay, they feel sorry for you. And I understand there's a big difference.
Yeah.
But there is a way. If there is a way, I mean, this guy treats it like a football game where you study the opponents and you do all this and you focus on bringing business in here.
Right. And there's always a way. I mean, there's always a way. That's what has always made America great. And I think for our community is really getting into that mindset. We really have to have the mindset that we can be a progressive, economically advanced community. We can attract businesses. We can train people. We have to just kind of uplift the attitude about who we are and what we are and what we're capable of being. And we've discussed this before. We tend to focus so much on what's wrong in terms of crime and homelessness and issues that everybody in America is facing today.
Everybody.
That we forget, and those issues are important and need to be addressed, but we forget that the great recovery comes from economic development. If you're a business person, Randall, you understand that the top line forgives a lot of sins.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you may make mistakes.
Volume cures all.
Yes, you try not to. But when you generate dollars, you can forgive those mistakes. And I think that's a place where we really have to be way more aggressive. And I'm not criticizing what anybody's doing. I just think it's a place we need to be way more aggressive.
Okay, well, look, you know, we need to take a break here, but I want to talk about that. But one of the things he said was nobody told the people here that they were strong, fast, and tough, and smart. He said, all they've been told is that they're slow and stupid. He said, that's not true. He says, I believe they have the acumen, they have the work ethic to be able to learn these jobs.
Right.
And they obviously have a lady that's working over in quality control at the engine factory there, worked on the kill floor of the pork processing plant, and has made that transition because she went to the junior college there and was trained.
Right.
Very, very articulate lady, and talking about, she said, there's so much uncertainty in our town, and now there isn't that uncertainty because they believe this guy is going to keep hitting home runs. Mm-hmm. And there's no reason he won't because he's got such a great track record. But then again, he's not in California. All right, we'll be right back after these messages with Joe Kimani and Russell Hemplin.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden-fried chicken all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. Don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Jake Shimabukuro is returning to Reading's Cascade Theater. He's the ukulele wizard that Rolling Stone has declared a musical hero. He's fun, innovative, and amazing in concert. Don't miss Hawaiian ukulele master Jake Shimabukuro in concert December 11th at the Cascade. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
Happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
Holiday Harbor, we've got it all for you. But we're more than just great houseboats. We have the vacation you have been looking for without the drive or airport hassle. Fishing boats, patio boats, 47-foot party cruisers, wakeboards, jet skis, and stand-up paddle boards. If it floats or you can pull it behind a boat, we probably have it for your enjoyment. Visit Holiday Harbor, exit 695 of Interstate 5, or go to LakeShasta.com. Holiday Harbor, your own vacation in town.
National news with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. Carl Bott, Randall Hempling is here as my co-host. It's 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock. It's a portion of the show is brought to you by B&T Satellite Dish Network Veteran Challenge. That's right. It's he'll help give the gift of a free satellite receiver to an active military family this winter. For every 10 new service B&T Satellite receives, they're going to be setting up service for an active military family in the community. Not only that, but for veterans, for every veteran who refers somebody to B&T Satellite, who signs up, not only will they get $100 off, but also the person referring them will also get $100 off. Imagine that. You get $100 off your bill. Oh, it's a great deal. Specials include amazing packages starting at $39.99 monthly. That's $39.99. Let's support the military this holiday season. And this is something that Doug Tooley is doing. He said, look, you know, we've got so many military here. You know, what can I do? You know, he's also a veteran. And so what can I do to help, you know, get this out? You know, let them, you know, let a military family have, get free service here. Call B&T Satellite today at 241-3474 or stop by the office at 1007 Dana Drive. It's in there, I think, with the Five Guys hamburgers or something like that. You know, it's in that area right there. Anyway, B&T Satellite, don't call 800 number. Call our local guys. Okay, we're here with Joe Comente, of course, and Randall Hempling, and we're talking about the new – it's a nonprofit.
Yes, a 501c3.
And it's a in the trade school.
Yes.
Yeah. And all the things. Now, what kind of jobs are you training for there?
Well, our three main disciplines are electrical, carpentry, and plumbing. We do very well with the electrical program. We probably have 70 students. We're really trying to develop the carpentry and the plumbing. And then we also do a lot of seminars and certificates, so forklift, hazmat, first aid, CPR, flagging. And we want to do more of that because, as we talked before about the at-risk populations, the key to the at-risk population is to get them something right away, something that validates who they are and what they do. And you can do that with a seminar program.
That's great. What do you think, Randall? I mean, if this is – I mean, do we need – I know we've got 4 million jobs nationwide. But is – do you see – I mean, you know, you're on a board of everything in this town. You know, I don't understand how you can even leave because, you know, Turtle Bay stops and Cole 45.
No. It all, that's the beauty of the boards and everybody. Boards, people can leave. Do the work, yeah.
Where do you see that our next surge is coming from? Because now here's Joe. He's ready. I mean, he's training these men and women for these jobs. Are they having to leave town?
Some do, but right now the building trades are doing very well. And we get calls on a daily basis. I need an electrician. I need a framer. I need a plumber. So there are jobs right here, right now. But the key to learning a trade is it is versatility. When you go through the ebbs and flows that the building trades do, you can go someplace else. And you can always feed your family. You can always make a good living.
Well, that was one of the things we were pushing for when we built the hotel at Turtle Bay. It was going to bring it, you know, I think it was 40 to 70 jobs in the construction, most of them, you know, electrical and plumbing and air conditioning, all these people that are working right now to bring that thing online. And that's going to bring – there's another hotel coming into town as well just up on Hilltop. So, you know, it helps.
What we need too, though, is we need as Billy Bob, who calls in all the time. Billy Bob is a construction guy,
right?
And he hammers on the city council and all this about how high the fees are and how long it takes and all this. But if you have, construction kind of took the place of logging, I guess.
Sure.
And then when construction went down, we really had problems. But now, I guess. The construction, like you said, is going back up.
Right.
I know that a permit was just finally, after 9 months, was released. So they're starting to build some multifamily units.
Right.
Like that. Yep. Do you all work with the college at all?
Yeah, actually, we're trying to increase that relationship. And actually, a week from Friday, the 16th, we're going to go out and do a presentation at the college to some at-risk individuals about the trades. And I'm bringing some of my tradespeople with me, some of my successful electricians, plumbers, to come on out and talk about the opportunities in the trades and what you can do. And just to tag on to that, whether you like bond issues or not, about $179 million worth just passed between the college and the Sassoon Union High School District. Those are good-paying construction jobs. So we
$139 million to Shasta College.
Yeah.
And we're still paying off the other one. I mean, aren't we? I mean, that's another $18.
I don't want to get into the politics. I'm looking at the construction side.
Are you kidding? I'm gonna use the remainder of my GI Bill to go learn a trade so I can, you know, do something.
I've got a place for you.
Do you have it? Okay. I'm not sure what I could do, but I'm thinking about, you know, driving a bulldozer. And I've always wanted to drive. I mean, I've driven tanks. I like driving tanks, except bulldozers. You can't really just, like, if you're having a problem, just use a 105.
Yeah, no, it's a little bit different. There are different rules of engagement.
Okay, I got that. But yeah, you're right, because they're talking about redoing all these buildings,
right?
Maybe putting some new ones up. That's $139 million that way. Trump has said we're going to rebuild the infrastructure, mm-hmm. so you can imagine the money's going to start flowing in on federal jobs as far as for bridges and highways and all this. You hope. I mean, he's talking about $1 trillion.
Yeah.
Well, Joe and I were on the commission down at the city, or the advisory commission relative to our new utility rates that are going out there now. And we have infrastructure in our utility system. I'm talking water and sewer primarily, and some in solid waste, that really needs to be fixed over time. And we're trying to build a rate structure that helps to cover that. It doesn't. And I was the one on there, and Joe kind of went along with it, that We've got these projects. They need to get them up to speed, and and be ready, because that's where a lot of the money's going to go, is for these infrastructure things, particularly water and sewer, that are very important.
Well,
to us
let me ask something on something like that. Is they were still talking about it, about the rate fees? I mean, the rate hikes. Do those? I've never heard anything. Are they still counting the ballots?
You know, that's one of those things. If people don't, if 51% don't oppose, then it goes in. And we worked hard on that thing. It was almost a year of review.
Did it pass?
Well, I don't know. The city still.
They're
still
counting. This is the first place I've ever been. Is if you don't send something back, it's a yes vote.
Yep.
I said, you know, if you really wanted to get a true meaning of this, because you get so much stuff from RU, is send it back. It's a yes vote. And if you don't send it back, it's a no vote.
Yeah, this is from the city. This is not REA.
This is Public Works.
Yeah, I know, Public Works, but still. Okay, hey, let's go to the phones. Ron, good morning.
Yes, good morning. I've been listening to your program here, and I've got a comment to make. I'm glad to hear that you're opening up Shasta College again. You know, they used to have a lot of programs. Mm-hmm. I've taken several of them. I've taken welding. I got my certification out there. But they also used to have the carpenter shop there. And, I mean, that was the neatest shop you could imagine. They had a lot of really super nice tools, table saws and great big band saws and multi-triplex machines. You could build a set of drawers almost as good as dovetailed. And then they had machine shops and stuff like that. And I understand they've closed a lot of that down. They abandoned the wood shop, and I guess they made a welding shop out of it. And anyhow, then, like I said, back to the machine shops, there was just a lot of stuff that the Shasta College has just kind of abandoned. I was appalled. I tried to take a wood shop class. I've taken it before, but I wanted to build some things. And anyhow, they've abandoned that stuff. I hope that you can rejuvenate that stuff. And I think that's where a lot of our problems with our young people, and they get into drugs. There's no jobs for them, and hopefully you could train them for that. And even though they don't want to go to college, I mean, it's somebody's got to be able to put an ad on to somebody's house or put a water heater in something there. And so, anyhow, I hope you can rejuvenate those.
Hey, Ron, we got to run, Ron. But, hey, okay, you know what? Everything you said is exactly right. And one of the things I just read was, if you can train somebody, I mean, if somebody can make something at the end of the of the endeavor. He's got something, or she's got something she can hold in her hands, or see that they've built.
Yep, absolutely. And we do want to get back into the carpentry side. Again, no discounting of colleges, but the mentality of the community got away from that, and we want to capture that. And we want to work closely, not competitively, but closely with Shasta College. They do welding. They do crane. They do programming logic. We want to pick up the gaps.
Okay, how do people get a hold of you?
You can go to ShastaBE.com, and we have an orientation Thursday, 6:30 to 8:30, out in our building, which is part of the Frozen Gourmet building, to come and just learn about the trades and what we have to offer.
Great. Joe Comente, and you know, somebody that's trying to move our community and our this region forward, and we really appreciate that.
Thank
Joe.
You.
All right. Randall Hempley and I will be right back after the news. We've got a lot of things to talk about. How about drug prices?
And news from Town Hall is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. The productivity of American workers rose in the July through September quarter at the fastest pace in 2 years, even as labor costs slowed after an increase in the spring.
The Labor Department says productivity increased in the third quarter at a 3.1% rate. That followed three quarterly declines. Labor costs edged up at a 0.7% rate in the third quarter, following a much faster 6.2% increase in the second quarter.
That's correspondent Jeremy House reporting. There's been no change overnight in the number of bodies recovered from what remains of an Oakland warehouse that caught fire Friday night. Oakland Battalion Fire Chief Robert Lipp says they have yet to search the entire structure.
The remaining is that AB corner that's still unstable. As soon as we can stabilize that corner, we will get in there and search it. We don't expect to find any victims in that area.
Derek Alameda, founder and manager of the Artist Collective that burned, was asked on NBC's Today Show whether he should be held accountable.
Am I the man who should be held accountable? Did I build something that... I mean, what am I going to say to that?
Police say it's still not clear whether there will be any charges filed against anybody. President Obama today set to give his final speech on U.S. counterterrorism strategies that have been in effect for the past 8 years. Here's White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
The president first will travel to Tampa's MacDill Air Force Base, which serves as the headquarters for U.S. Special Operations Command. Then, according to White House spokesman Josh Earnest, Mr. Obama will explain at length
how he has effectively, durably, and successfully implemented reforms to keep us safe.
Since taking office, President Obama has increased the American reliance on special forces to address extremist threats with a limited U.S. footprint. Greg Clugston, The White House.
On Wall Street, slow going for the Dow. It's down 10 points. NASDAQ is up by about 5. More on these stories from townhall.com.
Do you have a family member who's getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? With Visiting Angels America's Choice in Senior Home Care, your parents and older family members can continue living at home and not have to move into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meal preparation, and light housework up to 24 hours per day at affordable rates. To restore your family's peace of mind, call Visiting Angels toll-free today at 877-374-LIVE or at visitingangels.com.
Devil Possession and a How-To Plan to Be Set Free. GodSaidManSaid.com. The Historicity of Jesus Christ. The Amazing Power of Going to Church. GodSaidManSaid.com. Dinosaurs and Man Contemporaneously. Is There Life in Outer Space? God's Perfect Diet. GodSaidManSaid.com. 21 Signs of Doomsday, St. Peter's Fish. Hours of text and streaming audio. GodSaidManSaid.com.
The first former child soldier ever to appear at the International Criminal Court has pleaded not guilty and told judges he was a victim as well.
Dominic Ongwen's defense team asked for the case to be halted to allow the former rebel fighter to undergo psychiatric tests. They suggested he may have a mental illness and may not be fit to stand trial. The judges rejected their request, saying they would not accept such delaying tactics. Mr. Ongwen was asked if he understood the crimes he's accused of committing. He replied, "I understand the charges are against the LRA, not me. I'm one of the people they committed atrocities against."
That's BBC's Anna Holligan reporting from The Hague. The U.S. is giving back to the Japanese government nearly 10,000 acres of land on Okinawa that U.S. Marines use for jungle warfare training. The give back, to be completed by later this month, has been in the works for 20 years. It's the largest to be given back by U.S. forces since World War II. More on these stories from townhall.com. Michel Barnier, who will be the European Union's chief negotiator with Britain over the country's exit from the bloc, says talks may last only about 18 months, not 24, as first thought. Britain's finance chief, Philip Hammond, is suggesting that even after leaving the EU, Britain might want to continue paying into European Union coffers for access to the single EU market.
Our position is that we want to keep all options open. We're going into a negotiation. We're prepared to discuss any structure with our European Union partners. But in the end, we will only do a deal if it's in Britain's interest.
British Prime Minister Theresa May intends to trigger Article 50 by the end of March. That formally starts a two-year process over Britain's official exit from the EU on the heels of the Brexit vote, which was approved by voters in Britain earlier this year. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
We are turning up the volume and mixing it up at Wind River Resort and Casino. Check out our third base blackjack pit in front of overtime. Fridays and Saturdays from 7 p.m. to 2 a.m. Sexy dealers, drink specials, and a live DVJ spinning beats all night long. We'll make each gaming experience better than your last. Play blackjack in the third base pit at Wind River Resort and Casino, where you can hit it all night long. For third base blackjack pit details, log on to windriver.com. Blackjack. It's better at the river. Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott. And Randall Hemplin is my guest co-host today, and I tell you what, I am very happy that he's here because Randall knows everything. And I can just, you know, come up with a subject, and Randall just kind of goes, oh, well, this is this.
See, yeah, I'm retired. I'm 71 years old. Uh-huh. So I don't have a filter. It doesn't mean I know things. It's just
Well, that's cool. You know, but that's what radio is about.
I have opinions. Yeah.
7 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock, 605-4567 is our phone number. This is going to be kind of an open line hour, though we've got a number of subjects. But if you want to jump in here and start talking about things, anything from raises to city employees to the raise of the governor, who gave himself a 4% raise, or somebody gave him a 4% raise today, just make sure you give us a call. That's right. And we're, of course, streaming live at KCNR1460.com. Bob, tell us what the weather's going to be like for the next few days here.
Freeze watch in the lower elevations for the next couple of days right now in Redding. 33 degrees coming up real slow as we head into the week. We've got some clouds tonight. Tomorrow, we see more clouds moving in with a possibility, get this, of snow. Not a lot of it, but snow in the Redding area. Always kind of an iffy proposition. Things have to be just right for that. Wet conditions will continue throughout the weekend. We have a little bit of a break on Saturday, and then Sunday night, clouds move in again. So more water in the lake, always a good thing. Right now in Redding, we are at 33 degrees. Shasta Lake still 63 feet from the top. And this report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane.
A veteran-owned business where their customers are warm friends. Discounts for seniors and veterans. Give them a call at 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Leidy and his crew of instructors teach all over, not just Northern California, but now they're moving into Central California, too. The most complete CCW training you're going to find, plus advanced classes. And, in fact, there is an advanced pistol class this Sunday. There's a couple spots open. They had to reschedule. Now, this Sunday, it's not going to rain. So that was why it was rescheduled from last time. The rains were terribly coming down, and we're big on safety there. So if you'd like to get into the advanced course, you've already got to have your CCW. And this advanced course is a day of shooting, presentation, and situational shooting, plus learning the shotgun and how to use that in defensive shooting. All of this at readingccw.com or give him a call at 530-999-1822. Okay. My guest today, as I said, is Randall Hemplin. I'm not going to go into all the things this man has accomplished because it's just it would take up the next 10 minutes. Anyway, but there's a lot of things that we were talking about before. National news. Papini.
Yeah.
All right. This was a national story. Okay. You know, I'll admit that. I mean, this here was a beautiful young woman, family, mother, and the town came together. Hey, we're going to $100,000 reward here just for information.
Yeah.
And if you don't come to us, now it's a reward for your head. I love that.
Well, this community was frightened for 22 days.
It was.
Terribly frightened.
And I think they were angered, too.
Yes.
That here's a woman that's just running down the road, gets taken by somebody. Again, we're into this crime thing. But it also, it frightened a lot of women. In my safe.
Well, we didn't know. I mean, it could have been anybody. It could have been one of these, you know, serial whatevers.
Or whatevers.
And, yes, and we didn't feel safe, particularly for our wives and children.
Absolutely. If they can fight, it's one thing. If they're armed and they're ready to use it, if they're ready to use the weapon, the pistol they're carrying, they've got to be ready to use it. Or the mace, the best thing probably be a Rottweiler that's on your, you know, like Kelly Verhoog has with her dog, Recon. That dog walks backwards looking at people. I mean, this dog, if you want a dog, that's the one that walks with you. And if you want to grab Kelly, you better kiss the hand goodbye that you're going to grab her with. This dog, Recon. Anyway, so she came back, and you would think that the national news would kind of let back off a little bit. No. Get this. On Yahoo, you know, and it has that front page thing, Papini family leaves town, leaves dogs. That's what it said. Leaves town, unannounced, leaves dogs. And you think to yourself, leaves dogs? What's that mean? Is they just kind of like just abandon their dogs?
Yeah.
Right. Well, you read the article.
Bad people,
yeah.
Right.
So you read the article. And what's it say? Oh, the reason they know they've left is the neighbor's coming in and walking the dogs, taking care of the dogs for them. And they said, well, what can you tell us? And he says, I have no comment. Are we at the point maybe that national news needs to back off a little bit?
Well, yeah, that and all the fake news and things out
and
there.
And the fake news.
People need to be left alone for an extended period. Now, she will never recover from this completely. I mean, or the family. They're going to need a lot of work, a lot of support, and they don't need a bunch of nosy folks now and probably for the next several years.
I mean, that's it.
Yeah. Leave it up to them to talk about it.
Yeah. When you meet Shirley and Keith, is that, you know, try never say anything. Try not to. But this thing about the dogs abandoning, it looked like they abandoned their dogs. No, they haven't abandoned their dogs. People are taking care of their animals, just like when you leave, somebody takes care of your dog. When we leave, somebody takes care of Elk Killer. Oh, bots leave Elk Killer. She'll probably turn into a killer. Okay. All right. So many things to talk about. Some of these we can talk about quickly, some not so quickly. Colt 45s.
Oh, yeah. We had a board meeting last night. There's going to be a tremendous season. The stadium is going to be enlarged. There's going to be more seats going back up behind. It's got most of the players already signed. I mean, Rick has done a marvelous job. He literally, in his mind, he owns this thing spiritually. It's that good.
Spiritually. And there's nothing wrong with that.
No. I mean, he has done everything in it for the city. It's just been nothing but a benefit. And it just...
You know what?
It's a delight.
He started this, you know, and you know, we broadcast the games, and so the buy-in that Rick and his wife. It's not just Rick.
Oh no, she's the. But we hear that a lot. I mean, she is the business manager. He's the idea and the worker, and she is really managing the detail of that thing.
And people were saying nasty things about it, of course. They always do.
Yeah.
But now I don't see that nastiness anymore. No. I think people have realized that he's doing this out of love for, one, baseball.
Yep.
But love for this community, too. He wants to take that park back. He wants South Park back for the families.
Yep.
Bocce ball cards. Bocce?
Bocce.
Bocce ball.
Yeah, those courts are really
beautiful.
Yeah, and they're lighted even at night to protect the area. Yeah.
Tennis courts being moved?
They're becoming pickleball courts.
Okay, that's right, pickleball.
They're two tennis courts are going to become pickleball courts.
What exactly is that?
Pickleball is for guys like you and I. You don't have to chase the ball quite so far, and you can just move, you know, one side to the other. It's just softer. It's an easier game for folks.
Okay, I like that.
To actually get out and get some fresh air and some exercise.
Oh, wait, yeah. They didn't call it senior
no,
ball.
No.
It's pickleball.
Yeah, it's okay. For everybody.
Now, Joe T is putting together a veterans team for bocce ball.
Okay.
So I expect you to be on my team.
Okay, well, I'll try.
Have you ever done this before?
I think I did it once many, many years ago, but those courts looked – I think I did it on a much shorter court because those things are quite long. I mean, you've got to be accurate and you've got to know what you're doing, especially if you're playing with a bunch of old Italian guys because they will, smoke you.
But if you sip wine –
Oh, you don't sip wine. You drink it straight from the big gallon jug. You know, when you're out there.
Means friends.
That's right. Yeah. Let's.
Hey. Okay. But the Colt 45s. We're gonna get Rick back on.
Yeah.
And talk about the big plans this time. I mean, the season tickets. The team and expanding it.
Yeah.
They've asked him to go into a different league. We got to take a break. He doesn't want to do that. He wants to keep the team right here.
Yeah, the Chico team's going to come up here and play. They're in that different league, and they want a little real action. They're going to come up here and play at least once. We may do a home-and-home with them.
Oh, good.
Yeah, I mean, that's going to be some good stuff.
Great. Hey, Kate, we got to take a quick break here. This portion of the show brought to you by our friends over at Wellgate Sports Club. Over on Eureka Way and Court Street, Rich Novelli and his crew over there built a beautiful club. Not only is all the equipment just new and it's fresh, but you also have spinning classes, yoga classes, and, of course, the only inside saltwater pool in the area that you can use for working out. That takes the pressure off ligaments and bones, and as you get a little bit older and even younger, you can work out there and get a good workout, and it doesn't beat you up. Now, Bob goes there every day, which is why Bob has left something like 30-something pounds at Wellgate Sports Club, just laying there. It's just laying there on the side, and it's a Bob. And they have it in little cans over there. You can buy a piece of Bob for $1 a pound there. Anyway, am I right? Huh? Okay, I'm right. He gets embarrassed, but it's an urban myth. No, it's not. You're looking really good, buddy. You can do this, and plus they have the Boheem Spa. So after your workout, as Bob does, he goes in and he gets a facial. And that's part of the experience. Give them a call at 768-1205. They're great people. 18 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock here, it's 33 degrees, going up to 50 today. Weather report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. We'll be right back after these messages. Carl Bott, Randall Hempling.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kara Tennant with CARE Animal Hospital, and I'm inviting you to join me on the Carl and Linda Morning Show. We will be discussing all of Redding's local pet needs and how to keep your pet happy, healthy, and safe. CARE Animal Hospital is a local veterinary clinic located on the corner of Hilltop Drive and Lake Boulevard. Make sure your best friend has the best possible care today.
Join Dr. Kara Tennant on Friday, December 16th at 7:30 a.m. on Free Fire Radio, here on AM 1460 KCNR.
This is Terry Oxley, pastor of True Life Church in Bella Vista. Merry Christmas. Feliz Navidad. God bless you. Phrases that should be a blessing to anyone. Thanks to political correctness, these statements are now considered offensive, hurtful, and even a hate crime. I have three words in response to this. Get over it. Political correctness is nothing more than an attempt to manipulate you and silence your opinion and worldview. Never let anyone coward you into silence or be afraid to speak what you believe. Jesus always spoke the truth in love, so go and do likewise. If you are looking for a no-nonsense church that's not afraid to talk about current issues and yet teaches the Bible without compromise, I invite you to be our guest. Our Sunday services are at 10 a.m. We are located on Deschutes Road, one block south of Highway 299 in Bella Vista. You can visit our website at truelifereading.com. We hope to see you soon, and remember, it's worth the ride.
happy holidays from our family here at KCNR 1460 AM. We're celebrating our 8th year on the air. We'd like to thank our holiday sponsors, the Original Clydes, located at 1250 Hartnell, the only full-service and sales store for television, satellite, and home electronics in Reading, and Zoe's Travel Store in the Mount Shasta Mall, from city streets to country gravel. Your fun begins at Zoe's Travel. Zoe's provides all your travel needs 7 days a week. From the KCNR family and sponsors, happy holidays.
It's Carl and Linda Bott, and we just wanted to let you know about Omaha Steaks holiday gift packages. You simply can't go wrong with Omaha Steaks.
Shop now for gourmet gift packages guaranteed to fit your list and budget. Cherish more time with your loved ones thanks to the one-stop shopping, no-prep, and oven-ready dinners, all from Omaha Steaks.
We have tried them, and we're delighted to see how easy they were to prepare and how delicious they are.
Start your holiday shopping now at omahasteaks.com.
Hi, I'm Sharon Clark of Home Helpers. It's amazing to look back at all the families we've touched since 2004, but our clients say it best.
I want to express my deep appreciation for the love and support you and your...
So fortunate to have an organization like Home Helpers.
You never know how much your contribution meant or how greatly you touched our lives.
Thank you so much for helping me care for my husband.
After hearing what it's meant to them, I truly can't imagine doing anything else. When you need help for your loved one, choose Home Helpers. There is no place like home.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM.
Boom, 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 boom.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Boom, boom.
Santa baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me.
Boy, is that politically incorrect?
Been an awful good girl, Santa.
The original Batman
baby,
show.
So
Eartha Kitt as Catwoman.
Look at Eartha Kitt's story. Illegitimate, born on a sharecropper's
Santa
farm,
baby,
and where she, what she made of herself, her own talent and intellect.
Well, welcome back to Carson.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. 8:22 in the morning here. It's our phone lines are 605-4567. 33 degrees, going up to 50 today. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, the only full service jewelry store in town. Guys and girls, but guys, it's getting better to be Christmas. Excuse me. Now, I've gotten some of the best jewelry that Linda loves from Four Winds Jewelry. Tennis bracelets, rings, things like this. They have it all. They have estate jewelry. They've got a full selection of everything. Four Winds Jewelry. Plus a gentleman there that can not only design, but then he can build your, you know, a piece of jewelry for you that nobody else has. And the only trained watch repairman in the whole area is there at Four Winds Jewelry. Honest, lots of integrity, and they give you value for your money. Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive right here in Reading. Open 9:30 to 4. Okay, Randall Hempling's with me today as my guest co-host. Saw him the other day. We went out and saw Cascade Christmas.
Oh, it was wonderful.
Wasn't it a fun, fun time?
That's
fun
as good time. As it gets.
Okay, we talked about Colt 45s. And we've got, you know, I want to talk about smaller things, and then I'm really going to get into drug costs because here's a – I want to use your intellect and your background on the Obamacare because last night – and this is just a teaser here. Last night, or on 60 Minutes, Ryan said, oh, no, we're repealing it. We're going to keep aspects of it, and we're going to talk a little bit about that with what you just told me. But he said it's not going to be like in tomorrow. It's going to be over a period of 3 years so that they can replace it with their own plan that the Republicans have had for a while. But we'll talk about that in a few minutes. One Safe Place. You're also on the board there. Now, Jean took a step back.
Well, she did. She's working primarily now to garner the monies that we need to pay off the debt. So a lot of places will go in and say, well, we got to do a capital campaign before and to have it to build the Playhouse, for example. They're trying to get all their money together before they really get going, which is the smart way, the normal way to do it. We as a board made the decision to take on a pretty big debt to get One Safe Place, the new Sierra Center, built. We had two big donors, that being Sierra Pacific and McConnell Foundation.
Right.
But the reason that we made that decision was the extraordinary need that this community has for the care and the concern and the provision of care that goes on at One Safe Place. We had just had the Miller children, and
that, it was driven home by that murder.
When that happened, we made the decision because she had actually come.
Yes,
and made the decision, and good for her that she did that. I mean, it sounds terrible, but this guy would have probably come down there and done some horrendous damage. That was her belief, but it was not there to meet her needs, nor the other people who were there. It was more, I hate to use the expression, more of a warehousing, a moment in time for some protection, but mm-hmm. it didn't really help move people forward in their lives or for their children. So we made the decision to build this new care center, and it has been – she gave you the numbers. It's just been fantastic in terms of the numbers of people that have sought help, received help from not just the staff there, but the communal staff, because it's – keep in mind, it was a merger of the old Women's Refuge and the Domestic Violence Center, both of which were created independently with no public support. That is, no city and county monies went into this thing. When I say public support, that's incorrect, because we get grants now for violence grants, and we've gotten some grants from Partnership Health Plan, which I'm also on the board, to help, you know, move it along. But what we did is we left ourselves a big mortgage. And so her job right now is to find $2 million to pay off that mortgage. And it's tough to do that because, you know, we have to do a lot of fundraising anyway just for the operation of the place. And you see that, and you support it, and I see you at the various functions as well as my wife and I are there.
But yeah, we could debt, pay you dinners
yeah,
for that.
Yeah,
one,
the debt, the you know, people say, well, I just gave to them. Well, they're two separate things. Once we get that debt paid off, then the pressure goes away as much. But it's a big mortgage hanging over our heads.
We should have Dave Ramsey come in here.
Yeah.
And set up a program for him.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if you'd do something like that.
Well, you could ask him. I'm sorry, you have his book.
We also have a show on
it. Yeah, you have a show. You just call him.
The third highest rated show just on about economics. But you know what? I can do that. I can call and say, hey, why don't you, I know you make millions of dollars a year, but why don't you come up with a plan for this One Safe Place? Or just, how they could pay this thing off.
Yeah, we got to have the, we got to get that debt. Got to get that debt.
Get
released.
That debt.
And
yeah.
And the staff is doing a good job now, you know, with they're having to economize. Mm-hmm. I sit on the finance committee and as well as the board, and we're pretty tough on them. I mean, we don't. It's extremely well run. They got a good CFO, and Angela's doing a marvelous job as the interim director.
Angela Jones.
She's doing marvelous. She's been there many years.
Yes, she has,
and she's taken a shot at and admittedly, when Gene would be away or whatever it would be, she's the operating head of that place.
Yeah.
I mean, she keeps it all going well and makes sure that our clients are taken care of. And that's the number one. That we always start with that as the number one. Where are our clients today? And what are we doing for them? And then we back up from there to how are we making sure we get the job done? And the board takes it very seriously. It's not a board that just sits and goes, oh, that's nice.
No, I know that, you know, that, and they're to move forward with it, especially, but to pay off this debt.
Yeah, the debt, and that's Gene's job.
Okay, and that's a big $2 million.
Yeah.
Well,
but she's taking that on. And
she can do that.
Yeah, she can do it.
We could have two, unfortunately, the crab feed.
Yeah, we went through that last year.
And now it's starting again.
Yeah, we're starting again. It'll get figured out.
I'm sure it will.
And believe it or not, most people don't come for the crab. They enjoy the crab. But they come to support our mission.
Of course.
And that's, you know, we're pretty sure people would be there. Yeah, it's always fun.
And so in Super Bowl weekend, though.
Well.
It was last year.
Yeah, well. I can't think of a better time to get filled up on crab and then kick back and watch
next
Super Bowl.
Day. Yeah. You can buy bags of it and you just sit there and
chow down.
Yep. Yeah. There you go, little burps.
I made some great crab cakes out of my leftovers.
Yeah. Hey, what's going on with the hotel down at Turtle Bay? Because you're on that one, too.
Yeah.
I tell you what, I'm going to go to an early break so we can get into that one.
Okay.
This portion of the show brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air, another veteran-owned business that we support and that supports us. Been in the business well over 20 years, been voted best in the North State for last year. They could be voted best in the North State for every year. Why? Because they are the best. They are the ones, Martin and his people at Alliance Heating and Air, are the ones that Linda and I choose to come work on the HVAC systems in our home. He has come here and rescued us during the 110-degree weather that our compressor blew out. He was there, came in with parts, and all his guys came in, and they had to get a new compressor. So he brought in a portable air conditioner for us to use that evening. until he could get the parts and come in and back on Monday. Of course, it's always a Friday, right? But right now, if it's 30 degrees, it's going to be 31 tonight. It's going to be snowing. Does your heater work as well as it could? Well, if you don't know, you give Alliance Heating and Air a call at 221-2642 or check out their website at homecomfort.org. Talk to Martin. He will make sure that you save money on your heating. All right, we'll be right back, Randall Hempelin and I, after these messages. We're going to talk about what's happening at the hotel down at Turtle Bay. We're going to talk about drug cost and hospital cost, and what do we see on the horizon for Obamacare now that the Republicans are in charge.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. With the kids jingle belling and everyone telling you be of good cheer. It's the most wonderful time of the year.
Jake Shimabukuro is returning to Redding's Cascade Theater. He's the ukulele wizard that Rolling Stone has declared a musical hero. He's fun, innovative, and amazing in concert. Don't miss Hawaiian ukulele master Jake Shimabukuro in concert December 11th at the Cascade. Tickets at 243-8877 or cascadetheater.org.
In the 40s, Redding Cab and Yellow Cab merged, and Redding Yellow Cab was born. A lot has changed since then. The town has more than tripled in size, and so have they. Through the decades, they've served Redding with generations of trustworthy drivers, family men and women, treating their customers with the respect and professionalism they'd expect for their own families. When you need to get to or from the airport or the train station, perhaps, Redding Yellow Cab is there for you. When you need a safe ride home, need to do some shopping, or want someone to shop for you, call Redding Yellow Cab at 222-1234.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Orchard Nutrition Center knows that your time is valuable. Now you can place your deli order online, and we'll have it ready when you're ready. Visit Orchard Nutrition Center's Facebook page and click on the Use App button. From there, you can select to order delicious deli items such as deli cheeses, meats, a variety of fresh-made salads, or you can select to build your own custom deli sandwich. Choose from a variety of freshly baked breads. Add your favorite cheese, meat, condiments. And don't forget to add your favorite veggies, and if you'd like to add some extras, that's okay. Create your sandwich your way. And now you can pay online with our secure online checkout, and your order will be ready in 30 minutes. Whether a single item or a large order for your office or family, skip the checkout lines and log on to Orchard Nutrition Center on Facebook at orchardnutrition.com or download the Orchard Nutrition Center app from Google Play or the App Store. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Redding.
National News with a local view. KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460. As you can tell, Bad Bob's in the Christmas season here. Welcome back. It is 8:32 in the morning, 33 degrees, going up to 50 today. It's going to be kind of chilly today, going down to 31. Tomorrow night, we'll be getting rain, and Thursday rain, possibly even snow tomorrow night. Weather Report's always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, 365-3793. This portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off of Athens Avenue, the best place in the world to get a haircut, man's last stronghold, a veteran-owned business with discounts for seniors and veterans.
Well, doesn't get any better now.
Doesn't get any better than that. And sometimes when you're just surrounded by women, you may want to just go down there and just sit there and read, you know, Car and Track or aviation magazines or something like that. Listen to the, you know, look at the heads on the wall.
Do they allow women in there?
Oh, yeah. No, they treat women very respectfully. But don't go in there expecting to get your hair styled. I mean, the only type of styling gel they have down there is butch wax. I mean, that's it.
Saw a young lady come in, wanted a very male-style haircut.
It worked. They gave it to her.
Yeah.
That's right.
Cool.
Randall Hempling is my guest co-host, and he's got all this information about everything. Okay, quickly about the Turtle Bay Hotel.
Yeah, it's scheduled to be finished October 1st of next year. But we are very hopeful that it'll be significantly earlier than that. The guys are doing a wonderful job. The construction company, everybody's on board getting it done. I mean, you can see if you go down there now.
Oh, yeah.
And what's really nice is the obelisk, that big concrete thing that everybody says, what is that?
The monolith.
Yeah, the monolith. when you have the hotel kind of leading into that, it makes for a nice line across there, because it used to just stand out there on its own. People say, what's that? Now it kind of comes off the end of the hotel. People will actually go over there and see it and get some education.
That was a place where, when I was in high school, that's where you went to have your beer.
Well, you can still do it.
Is that kind of out there all by itself?
Talk to people who lived here in the early 60s, and it's just amazing to hear them talk about Reading in the early 60s.
Oh, yeah.
Where, I mean, 44 was a dirt track or something. You know, I mean, it was amazing.
It was pretty Hilltop Drive ended in a dirt road.
Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're getting close to that then.
Yeah, it's moving very well.
So nobody's picketing it or anything
like
that?
No, and what's really nice is when we did the budget for the operation, and we still had a shortfall because that's why we needed the hotel. We thought that during the construction that our attendance would go down and that the visitations would go down. And it's been just the opposite.
And I
believe a lot of it is people want to go over there and just see that hotel go up. You know, see something good going on in our community, and it hasn't obstructed things to where you didn't have access.
And we need more down there. We need another we need another museum of some kind down there. I believe there's
plenty of room.
Plenty of room,
and that's what it's for.
So put up another museum of something. I can't figure out what it is yet, but maybe something that Wind River gets into.
Yep.
You know, Native Americans.
Well, we have a Native American aspect, but it could always be enlarged.
I mean, yeah, it's something that, you know, of all the Native Americans.
Improved,
things like that. Anyway, okay. Shasta Regional Medical Center now has.
Yeah, I don't work there anymore.
No, I know that.
But they now have a Blue Shield contract, which means that people in the community actually have choice. In their full choice across the board, because Blue Shield only contracted with Mercy, which jams Mercy up in terms of your ability to go in and get, whether it be surgery, if a doctor, if you're on Blue Shield and you have to line up behind all the other Blue Shield people, there are options here in town. And as importantly, or more importantly, is for emergency care, people shouldn't have to ever worry about where they go. I mean, if you get hurt, you go to the nearest emergency room.
Yeah.
Period. You shouldn't have to worry about, does our insurance cover this emergency room? Because emergency, by definition, is
emergency.
Important.
Randall, I want to make you king for a day. How would you overhaul the nation's healthcare system?
Oh, my. I mean, it's first of all, it'll take 50 years. I am a proponent of a single-payer system. Now, that people come out and say, oh, my God, that's socialism. That's terrible. Well, Medicare is a single-payer system, and it is the best payer out there for folks. You can ask every doctor's contracted with it. That would be the single biggest thing. And, by the way, Medicare overhead, the administrative costs for Medicare run about 5%. The administrative and profit costs for health insurance companies used to run about 31% to 34%. Now they're down to 15%. And that, by the way, is one of the good parts of what we call Obamacare, was it required the insurance companies to actually spend money on health care. That's why people aren't aware that insurance costs over the last 5 years have been held pretty low. And some Anthem and others had to pay rebates back to people because they had not been paying.
Well,
full 85%.
But
also, that was one of the few good things about it, but it was a good thing.
Yeah, but people's – well, let's go to the phones first. Okay. Ruth, good morning.
Hey, good morning. As you guys were talking about the Turtle Bay Hotel, hotel here, I was driving past it, and I just wanted to say, Randall, thank you for your patience, your dedication, your effort in getting that hotel built, because it is going to be good for Reading, and in spite of the negative that occurred before that, I think the majority of the folks here really wanted it, and it is such an asset. I'm here every day, and I go by to see how it's coming along, and when you said it was going to be before October, it is definitely going to be before October.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say thank you, and I'm so thrilled with it.
Well, I'll accept that thanks on behalf of an awful lot of people, and particularly the employees over there and the board and others. It certainly was a sole effort, but it took a lot of people to make that happen, including passing getting Measure B passed to get it done.
Thanks a lot, Ruth. Ruth goes and walks down there every day. She has her dogs
and a concealed weapon. Yeah, Ruth,
the
restaurants there, you'll be able to take the dog into – we'll have two patios, both of which will be dog-friendly for you to sit down and have your lunch or brunch or a cup of coffee.
Okay, one of the things that I can't wait to see it open.
It's
just one of the things that's going to peel people off the freeway and into us.
Yeah.
Now we've got to be able to capture them too once they're in here to other things.
If you add that to what Mercy is doing in terms of construction on the other end along the river, now you have your two anchor points for access and to start thinking about what can happen along Park Marina and the whole area down there to make this a truly magnificent riverwalk area.
Well, that's the thing, too, is, we're switching off drugs here for a second, but there's got to be a plan for the next 5 years, because all the leases are going to be over then, about what we want this riverwalk to look like.
They've had a couple of plans.
Well, they may, but I'd like to be able to say is I'd like to be able to see our leadership in this town say, here are the plans. This is what we want it to look like. We want it to people to be able to come through here. There's a little kiosk here, maybe. There's boats that go up and down, electric boats, so you don't have to worry about pollution. And that you can have lunch and dinner on that kind of go up and down the river,
Well, think of it like a shopping mall. The first thing you build, the first thing you ask about is what are the anchor companies? Well, I just told you, you got your anchors. You got your anchors at both ends. Mercy with the healthcare development down there, which should be magnificent, and everything that's going on in Turtle Bay.
Okay, so you got both ends.
Got both ends now.
Now you've got to be able to put things in the middle.
Now you put the smaller things, and they will be smaller.
Restaurants,
cafes,
or
shops, little marinas. I mean, there's a lot of boating that doesn't go on that river, rafting, and these kinds of things that could be happening.
One of the problems you run into then is the how they're closing the fishing. Yep. Because of the salmon run. And if you put a lot of boats out there during the salmon run, of course, and that's during that May to August.
Well, that's why you control it. I'm talking about drift boats, rafting, these kind of things.
Doing things that they would not impact like that. But they don't stop a personal watercraft, which out there just tear up the place.
Yeah.
Anyway, okay, let's go on back to this. One of the things about Obamacare, Ryan was on the show the other day. And not our show, but he's on our show.
Sure.
And he said, we are going to what's the first thing you're going to do? We're going to repeal Obamacare. But he says it'll be a period of 3 years.
Yeah.
There are things that we want to keep, the pre-existing conditions, which I thought was just a great move, because I couldn't figure out why a person could work at one job and then go to another one and lose health care.
And that is the single biggest cost to the system. And they got to find the money.
Okay.
So that's.
And then the second thing was keep letting kids be on their parents' insurance till they're 26.
That's been.
I don't know why is that.
Well, because a lot of kids finish college, or haven't gotten a job. I mean, they're working at McDonald's. They're doing other things while they build their lives, and they can't afford health insurance. So
that's what Obamacare was about. If you're making this much money, you sign up that you don't have
to. No, there are an awful lot of people that still make in an area there, and they go on Medi-Cal. They don't sign up for insurance. They go on Medi-Cal.
But they should sign up for that Obamacare, right?
Well, but they go on Medi-Cal.
Oh, but they go on Medi-Cal. You mean Obamacare will push them into Medi-Cal?
Well, if you make a certain amount of money and you were to call the exchange, let's say, to buy some insurance, they're going to say, how much do you make? And you'll say, I make $28,000 a year. Do you have any kids? Yeah, we got two kids. Well, you qualify for Medi-Cal. So, therefore, you would be moved over to the expanded Medi-Cal, which was done in most states. And subsidized by the feds, you know, and it's part of the program,
okay.
So that these people get on there. But if you're a single kid living at home or living in town, you know, now you can be covered. College students, you know, they can be covered on their parents' insurance.
That's I understand.
But I
got the other side of that was a lot of the union. Or, you know, union people have been in there for 30 years. They had their really good health coverage. Yep. It was cut back because of this, because they had their insurance companies had to now cover thousands more at age 26.
Yeah. Well, anyway. That was part of the deal. I mean, there's trade-offs in everything. If you want something, you got to pay for it one way or the other.
I don't know. I mean, when I was 26, I was on my own.
Well,
I was on my own. Well, yeah. But see, that's what I'm talking about.
But we live in a different country today.
That is true. Yeah. I'm going to take a quick break and come back and talking about drug cost.
Yeah.
Because this is one of the major things that
– Absolutely.
That on healthcare is drug cost.
Right.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur. Now, John and Sarah have got a complete shop. This is an all-service shop. Anything you want to buy in pistols or long guns, all the accessories that you want to use, you know, range finders, optics, holsters, everything, all the shooting accessories plus reloading equipment and CCW classes and hunter safety classes. You know, I'm saying it's full service, ammo, everything. They're locally owned, locally operated. It's a business from right here in town, and we want to shop local, stay local. They can meet or beat a lot, if not all, of the cost of guns and ammo from the big box stores. But you got to give them a chance. John and Sarah Bastiani, 2539 Larkspur, right here in Reading, open Tuesday through Saturday. We'll be right back with Randall Hemplin.
I saw you there.
What are you in the mood for dinner tonight? How about a Jack's Grill world-famous steak, a fork tender filet mignon, a hot and juicy New York steak or brochet of beef, cooked to perfection and so tender you can cut it with a smile? Maybe deep-fried prawns or golden fried chicken, all served with garlic bread, hot baked potato or french fries, and a large family-style bowl of tossed green salad with homemade dressing of your choice. Are you in the mood? Meet friends and family at Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark since 1938. Open Monday through Saturday on California Street, downtown Reading.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So, what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find
Fine Ammo, 3030, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
This is Ted Lighty with Northern Firearms Instruction, letting you know that you no longer have to make an appointment to renew your California CCW permit. Simply navigate to readingccw.com and select a renewal class to attend. While you're there, download the renewal application and fill it out. 4 weeks from your expiration date, send in your application and your training certificate. For any questions, give me a call, 530-999-1822, or visit us online at readingccw.com. This is Ted Lighty, and I'll see you at the range.
It's Carl and Linda Bott and Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's tonight from Streets of Fire. I had to push Bob away from the board because we were going into Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
You sign my checks. Well, I'll play it. You want to hear the same song every break? I can make that happen.
I know. And in some cases, we have. Hey, okay, I want Mama. Grandma got run over by the by a reindeer. Yeah, I want to hear that. I know. It's wherever that's at. Hey, welcome back. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here, Carl Bott. And my guest host, of course, my co-guest host guest here today is Randall Hempling, who knows everything. This portion of the show is brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. And I tell you what, it doesn't get any better than that. With Espresso Joe's with coffee, walk next door to the finest tobacco emporium in Northern California with a walk-in humidor that is just filled with Christmas gifts in there.
Yeah.
Veteran owned, open 7 days a week, 2143 Hilltop Drive, Tobacco and Brew. Do it. Use it. Okay, I'm getting a lot of comments in here from things that you've said there, single payer guy.
Okay.
Talking about healthcare. Canada's system worked only because it could rely on the U.S. systems for medical research. We need a medical insurance that allows competition in the market to keep costs low. Socialism will only handicap us. If you have it controlled by individual states and different insurance providers, they will find the best way in the
Those are all good opinions.
Okay.
Nothing wrong with those opinions. It's just, you know, that hasn't worked so far. You know, competition has not worked.
Now, one of the things about Obamacare that people have a tendency to gloss over but should be kept is 85% of all the insurance costs have to go to the
care actually have pay. To go to pay for it. That was right. One of the reasons. One of the reasons we have high health care costs in this country is because we have insurance companies, and they, you know, they don't care what the costs are, the actual cost, because they were taken at 30% right. off the top.
Now the other thing, was, and I didn't realize this, that if you were in a hospital, I mean, I knew it, but I didn't understand it in the sense that you did. If you're in a hospital and you catch a staph infection, which is very prevalent in hospitals.
Can happen, yeah.
Can happen. Well, it can happen. You would then stay in the hospital another 3 weeks and be charged for this.
Yeah.
Under the Obamacare plan, is if something happens to you in the hospital, it had nothing to do with your original condition, like you fall, you roll out of bed, and you break a hip, or you trip and break a hip.
Particularly for Medicare. Medicare, you don't get paid anything more if
then what
something
it is,
additional
or
happens
you get
to
a staph infection.
Or C. diff is probably even worse. But.
So, and then, but under the Obamacare's, hey, hospital has to suck that up.
They're now everything, they're moving to an outcome-based program where they take care of you. Not just episodic things. So part of our problem in our healthcare system is that we get paid for doing things. And it used to be, I used to joke in public settings that we would be promoting some kind of wellness program, and that's anathema to a hospital. I didn't want people well when I worked at the hospital. I wanted people sick, because the sicker you were, the more the hospital made and the more people got employed. It was good for our system. But now it's supposed to be based upon outcomes. And that's one of the reasons to have a
And another thing that it required that people complained about, and rightfully so because it's very difficult to manage from the input standpoint, is the electronic medical record. Having an electronic medical record allows the system to take care of you, Carl Bott, so that when you go, if you go to Mercy and you have a surgery and then suddenly you collapse on the street 3 weeks later and you are taken to Shasta Regional because it happened to be the nearer hospital, now they can pull up everything that's gone on with you over the last several years, and they can say, oh, he's allergic to this and he's allergic to that, even though you may be unconscious and Linda may not know all this information. That's the beauty of an electronic medical system.
Is this electronic medical system, can it be used, though, by insurance companies to raise your insurance rates
or
even cancel?
Lower them as well.
Could lower them,
you know.
But, is it going to be open to the insurance companies? I thought this was all.
No, under HIPAA laws, anybody that's involved in your care, of course it would be. They're paying for it. They would know what you're getting.
Well,
they would also know that you're getting too much, i.e., you keep going to different hospitals, to different emergency rooms to seek drugs. They would know that.
Yeah, but that's not, that's a percentage of them. But I'm saying is that the insurance companies then could say.
They already do.
They have it already?
Yeah. They're the only ones that have all the information on you. They do. They have everything they need to know about you because they have had to approve your care.
Okay.
I do have a comment. But go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you. Drug.
Drug cost. Okay. We pay higher in this country than any other country. The total cost of health care last year went up 5.2%. About 3.5% of that was drug costs alone. The other happened because there are just more people getting health care. And not just for Obamacare, 10,000 people a day go on Medicare. You know, a day.
A day.
Go on Medicare.
As we get older.
It's happening every day. So we're the only country that has no control on our drug costs. The best example I have is every time, at least once a month, you will see a new drug advertised on television. Advertised on television to you, the consumer. It used to be you go to the doctor because you were ill with something, and he'd say, I got this new drug that we're trying that I think works, and you get it that way, which was a slow process for the drug companies. They allow the drug companies to advertise to consumers. So like Harvoni that you've seen on television for hepatitis C.
Oh, yeah.
You know what that costs to treat one person?
$85,000.
$80,000. You were wrong. You were high. You were close. But it was 80.
The only reason I knew this because I thought you said that earlier.
Yeah.
Okay.
No,
I knew it was 80 something.
It's $80,000. So they're out there advertising it like crazy because they want people to get it. $3.5 billion was spent on Medicaid last year for Harvoni. Now there are other drugs out there that do just as good and are much less expensive, but because our government has said anything that is approved by the FDA. Anything that is approved by the FDA must be paid for by Medicare and Medicaid. Must be paid for, not negotiated, not turned whatever generic. So you have the drug companies that get that, then they hold on to that patent for an extended period of time. And then what they do is they go buy the generic companies and keep them, and they've been paying them not to come up with generics. A lot of things going on with the drug companies. They still make 20 to 40% profit every year, while claiming that they need to make these profits to create new drugs. But that drug cost of creation is above the line. That's an operational cost. They don't need the profits to produce that. No other country pays what we pay. The VA doesn't pay what other people pay.
Bob?
I just have to confess discomfort at the level of intrusion. I'll draw an example here. In another insurance field, that being automotive, did you know that when you take your car to the mechanic, they report your mileage to Carfax? I know this because my insurance company called me and said, well, you said your mileage was 102,000. Carfax says it's 107,000. You have to prove that you've got the lower insurance because you're underreporting your mileage. And I'm like, who the hell is ratting me out? By the same token, in a couple of years, if I go to the grocery store and get myself a quart of ice cream, is that going on my permanent record?
Yeah, it already does. No, that already does. When you go to it and you give your phone number that says, okay, and you save $23 out of a $150 bill, oh, no, that stuff goes in the computer.
But my insurance company is going to come to me, well, you're not eating the right stuff according to our files.
Just hang on because, yes, that can happen. All right. But going back to the drug cost. Going back to the drug cost. You're right, the VA doesn't. But the VA, and I get meds from the VA, they send me different ones each time.
Yeah.
Now, am I still alive? Yeah. Do they have different, but are they different?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it says they're not. And it says they're supposed to be the same things. But I react differently to them. You know, from the one that I've been on, and now there's something else.
Yeah. A lot of times that's the filler or whatever they're using.
That may be. Yeah. And they're really pushing hard now for Linda to go through the and by the way, it works fine. I mean, call in and usually it's they show up on time, usually. But they want Linda now because she is not on Social Security or anything like that. But they want her to
use she's so much younger
too,
than you are.
Because
significantly younger
significantly
than you
younger
are.
Than, okay, I got that. I got okay. that. But they want her to use it. And they want to force her into that, essentially. And I understand that. But it's generic drugs is essentially is what it is.
Yeah. Meds. Yeah.
Now, they just had this bill, and we're running out of time. They just had this bill that said, hey, we want to be able to negotiate and so that our costs are no higher than the VA's. And that went down in defeat.
Yeah. You know why it went down in defeat?
Yeah, because they pushed it. They pushed it in the sense that, well, that's just going to raise the drug costs.
The drug company spent a lot of money to convince people that their drug costs would go up otherwise and that the VA drug costs. I mean, they convinced all the veterans. The veterans came out and said, my God, we're going to make
me.
Ours. Well, and unfortunately, unfortunately, that was the truth you were given. But your VA drug costs are limited to the consumer price index every year. That's all they can raise them. No matter what they said, well, we're going to raise them. They are going to raise them. They're going to go up next year. They're going to go up whatever the CPI was.
0.1 or something like that.
It might be about like 2.2%, something like that. They're going to go up anyway. That was another one of the grand lies that they put out there. Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Yeah. Well I know.
Why.
That's
you know why.
Because they could afford, along with the tobacco industry that's tried to defeat the other one, to spend the money.
Randall Hemplin, you're going to be in town for the next few months. I want you back again, buddy. You know, I've got plenty of time. We got so many things we can talk about, especially in medical care. Hey, tomorrow we're going to have Megan Barth. It's going to be talking about some of the Trump aspects and his battles nationwide, and then also economic development. EDC is going to be here with us. Everybody, have a great day. It's the Good Guys Against the Bad Guys. Which are you?
News from Town Hall is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino on KCNR Shasta Redding.
The president-elect says the cost of a new Air Force One, the president's plane, is ridiculous. He'd like to scratch the order for that plane and a second aircraft.
The plane is totally out of control. It's going to be over $4 billion. It's for Air Force One program. And I think it's ridiculous. I think Boeing is doing a little bit of a number.
Mr. Trump says we want Boeing to make a lot of money, but not that much money. Tonight, the president-elect's thank you tour will take him to North Carolina. House Speaker Paul Ryan says there's nothing wrong with the president-elect taking a phone call from the president of Taiwan, even though mainland China strenuously objects.
It is prudent for the president-elect to take congratulatory calls. I think there's a lot of much ado about nothing about this. And I think